Hey, y'all. You are listening to another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast, where we better self in spirit and make peace with the day through wisdom, education, and practical, easy-to-follow tips. I am your host, Maria, your spiritual homegirl, who's also a mental health professional, and it has been a while, hasn't it? I wanted to really be intentional with how I want to come back because a break was necessary. And to a degree, I'm still on a break. There have been a lot of changes that have been going on in my life. Positive changes, wonderful, beautiful, God-ordered, divinely assigned, love-centered changes that have been happening in my life. And I love that for me. You know, and if you've been going through those changes, I love that for you too. But what I'm saying is that sometimes you think you have a purpose that you need to fulfill. And you think that sometimes your God order assignments to serve may be more important than the God order assignments in your life, your personal life. And I got a very wonderful reminder that you have to make sure you take care of you and make sure your cup is good before you pour from it. And God has sent me some wonderful blessings in which I've had no choice but to nurture and grow and sustain and build and create wonderful foundations with in order to make sure that my cup was full so that I could continue serving in the capacity that I've done with Spiritual Homegirl. Sometimes your purpose gets there first and then everything else comes after. And I'm kind of learning that and I love it. I love it here. I do. I love the changes that I've been going through. I love the shifts. I love the roles that I've been assigned. I love the responsibilities that I have. I love the journeys that I'm having at the same time in the different roles with the different responsibilities, with the blessings, with the lessons. I love it all. Okay. So I just want to jump on here and let y'all know I did not forget about y'all, but homegirl has been growing up and having other God order assignments and things to nurture and love and grow. So with that being said, we'll talk about it more in detail in the future, as y'all already know. Y'all know I like to kind of build and talk about things afterwards, you know. I've always been a preserver of energy, and I wanted to talk about that today. There's nothing wrong with building you or your life or your marriage or your family or your relationship or your career. There's nothing wrong with building that quietly. Now, granted, if you know, I've always been a champion of never being scared. Don't be scared to go public when you're ready to go public. But there's nothing wrong with preserving the sacredness of the energy of what you're building and wanting to make sure that whenever you are ordered by God or your higher power to share those things, that you are comfortable sharing those things. There's, again, like I said, building, there's something special about building something beautiful, especially when it's God ordered. It's something special about building with the person or the people or the family or the company, whatever it is. It's really something. It's a synergy when you're building along something, right? And you don't have everybody else in your business and you don't have everybody else watching, whether they mean to watch for good or for bad. That's irrelevant because people are going to watch regardless, right? But it's different when you have that energy of just containment where there's no other outside energy. You all are keeping God first, or y'all have a mutual focus on making sure that you are connected to the higher power, to source energy, and y'all are building just you, them, source. You, them, source. It's a special kind of feeling, and you won't know that feeling unless you've done it. And you won't know what that feels like until you stop sharing everything online. And I'm not saying that you need to stop sharing things online, but what I'm saying is that those that have constantly shared, overshared, you won't know what that's like, not to judge you, but because you have always allowed other people to witness the miracles in your life. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying with respect to the feeling of what it means to just have that energy contained and not shared, that's only what I'm meaning. If you are oversharing, you're like, dang, I want to know what that feels like. Simple. Just build something in silence. Not because you're scared of people not blessing it, you know, or not wanting to be happy for you. Take that out the equation, because I see a lot of that these days. I'm like, yeah, everybody want to focus on who don't want to see them win. Forget them people. Do your protection and go on about your business. But if you want to know what that's like, whoever you're with right now, whatever you're doing in your life, whatever you and your family's building, whatever career, professional aspirations you have, just keep it to yourself and don't share until it's done, or don't share until it's strong. You know? And make sure you stay protecting and strengthening that, okay? Don't ever live your life in fear of these other humans who also are on this journey to learn things and go through their mistakes and get their humble pie the same way we all do. We all go through it. And that's the wild thing about that, too. Like, when I hear people say they're scared to share what they're building, like, they're scared. Not because they love the energy of being connected to source without any other witnesses around or the spirit of containment. Like, it's always about fear. Oh, people are jealous of you. People want your life. People want a destiny swap. Okay, who cares? Y'all better protect yourselves. What's wrong with y'all? Like, y'all better stand up. Like, stand up for yourself. Assert yourself. If necessary, defend yourself. Do what you gotta do to make sure these people are not trying to interfere in your life simply because you're scared. When you're scared of somebody, you automatically have given them the power. They ain't gotta do nothing to you. They don't have to do nothing to you. If you think that a jealous person can ruin your life because they're jealous of you, those people literally want your life. And you're basically saying, take that. I'm so scared you're going to take it because you want what I have. Okay, well, no. Like, don't do that. Like, living, it's a different energy when you create and build out of fear. When you're building and connecting out of faith to the higher power and to the source of whom you're connected to. That's all I'm saying. But it's been a beauty in that. It's been such a wondrous, not perfect. Now, don't get it twisted. Perfection does not exist. But it's been a wondrous occasion and phase of life. Just being able to just build in the spirit of containment. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it so much. Today is also MLK Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And shout out to Atlanta's Finest off of Auburn Ave. Auburn Ave. Shout out to, I used to be on Auburn Ave a lot. Shout out to the Peacock. Shout out to Mangoes. Shout out to your vitamin lady. She's still on Auburn. But it's just Auburn Avenue is such a historical area for not only the city of Atlanta, but for Black people, Black history. So to know that Martin Luther King Jr. grew up on Auburn says a lot about what he experienced growing up and what his sense of community was, because that is a true version of community. Black business, Black success. You know, it's just Black schooling. Like, it's just so much focus on that. And I know these days people like to pick and choose his words because they like to fuel a hatred agenda or an agenda that is divisive, and which is ironic because people wasn't fooling with him. The same folks that try to pick apart his words to twist and to misappropriate for harmful purposes are the same folks that probably wouldn't fool with him when he was alive. So as your homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, I just want to tell you to watch for the baiting today. Today, we know that, you know, some things are changing with administrations and our governments. And I just want you all to just not give in to the baiting and to anything that you know that's going to hurt you. Sometimes we walk towards things that are harmful because we think that we're confronting a fear, when in actuality, we are going to be worse for it from confronting it. Some things you have to do for the experience, but it's a difference between confronting a fear and knowing that you're walking towards harm. And you're going to harm yourself by engaging with that. At some point, we, and I'm never above what I say, we have to use our spirit of discernment to discern what is worth confronting and what is worth leaving alone. If you know that confronting something will absolutely make you worse for it afterwards, do not engage. This is outside of today. It's just in regular life. If you know that there is somebody that has been wanting and praying and begging for the chance to tear you down, and you're not scared of it, but you've been avoiding it, but you want to confront it, but you know that confronting it can make you worse off because you're giving somebody that wants to hurt you what they asked for, that is not what I'm saying, okay? If you're ever going to feel like you're worse for something, just leave it alone. Avoid it. And people try to make shame out of avoidance. And in some situations, I can see why it would not be the most sensible decision to do. But when it comes to self-preservation, family preservation, you have to do what you have to do. So some things are going to be out of preservation, and you're completely well within your right to do that. So I just wanted to put that on you all spirit today. And also with MLK's example, you know, how will you give of service to a worthy cause, even in the face of opposition? And how do you preserve and protect yourself while doing so? What are some things that you're willing to put your life on the line for? Are there any things that you're willing to put your life on the line for? If so, how would you do that? How do you deal with people that will willingly misunderstand you only to, try to align with you down the line? Because that's what we see out of MLK. It's like, wow, y'all forget that history. You know, history is history. Those things never go away no matter how many times people try to rewrite it. That is what that is. And how people acted is how people acted. You don't change that because 60 years has passed and you want to look better. That's not how that works. So how do you deal with that? How do you deal with, you know, people trying to, you know, another thing too, I wanted to mention as well. I've never liked the MLK versus Malcolm X debate. I've always thought that was divisive. I've always thought that was counterproductive. At the end of the day, there were two folks that were fighting for liberation of black folks, and they were fighting for it in ways that were different, very much different. But another thing that I've noticed here is that people like to be fake intellectual, and they like to put one above or below or against the other. As your homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, I want to please tell you to avoid the drama, the BS with that. It's even more sad when you see it from your own people that do that. It's like, okay, like, child, like, things are, if you look at where we are today and then look at what people were fighting for, it kind of makes you wonder, like, all of this arguing about who is better. I could, girl, y'all know what I'm saying. I digress with that. I don't want to get all extra, what they call it, woke now. They're misappropriated woke. Let me not get to sound and woke on here. Ooh, child. Anyway, hold on, let me sip some tea. Ginger living is so amazing for the morning. I highly recommend, if you don't have any interactions with ginger or lemon, please start your day with that. Ooh, this tastes amazing. Also, stay warm out here, y'all. It's some global climate stuff going on here. It is cold in Atlanta, Georgia, okay? It's going to be colder as the week progresses. I can't talk today. The cold got my speech all thrown off, y'all, but it is cold, okay? And it's going to get cold as the week progresses. Please stay warm. If you know of anybody that is needing shelter, please, there are warming shelters throughout the city of Atlanta. Please direct them accordingly. If you are not in Atlanta and it's super cold and you see that there are folks that are in need, you know, you have a couple dollars, go ahead and get some blankets. If you want to give some blankets to some folks that could use it, I'm pretty sure they would be greatly appreciative. If you also know of any warming sensors, please share with your peoples, share in your community so that folks can get in and survive this winter. Okay. Is there anything else that I want to talk about? Do I want to talk about the TikTok ban? Yeah, let's talk about it. It's a lot of playing in our faces. It's a lot of playing in our faces. And whether you choose to see that will be your discernment and your decision. But TikTok was gone for like 12, 13, 14 hours and it came right on back. This kind of speaks to what I've been saying for the last 8 years. Let me think. I've been podcasting for 8.5 years. I've been talking about social media about 7 to 8 years. But what's going on with TikTok is exactly what I've been saying about social media and how follower counts and those things mean nothing if you don't have somewhere to take them afterwards. That's why I've been always talking about the email lists. This is not where I'm putting myself above other creators. I'm just saying this just makes, if y'all ever been like, dang, y'all talking about that email list, that is why. Those apps will be here today, gone today, sometimes back tomorrow, but that's not always the case. Shout out to Vine. So sometimes, you know, those things come back and sometimes they don't. You know, shout out to MySpace. They tried. We'll see if they try to come back, you know, since TikTok made a comeback. Also, be very careful, you know, with your information, seeing what's out there, knowing your terms and conditions. Also, be careful to who you actually follow on social media. Some of these folks are, I think I'm going to share my reel, or was it at TikTok? I don't remember. But I was talking about the healer to narcissist pipeline. And I don't like to use the word narcissist freely because everybody likes to these days. But in some cases are valid, okay? So don't get that twisted. Some cases are valid, but then other people don't. Like, I've seen people call someone a narcissist because they respectfully disagree. And I'm looking here as a third party that has no fight in the argument at all. I don't have any bias or anything. I'm just like, this is a respectful exchange. How is that person a narcissist? I said, what is this person going through to where this would be that extreme for them? No name calling, no disrespect, no berating, no belittling, no judgment. It was just a simple question to help understand the logic. And you know, and I can tell when somebody BSing, but that didn't seem like a weird, passive aggressive type of response. The person said, I would like to understand your point further. Could you clarify when you said XYZ, XYZ? And that person said, well, you're a narcissist. Of course you wouldn't understand. And I was like, oh my gosh. So anyway, I just want y'all to be very clear with whether people are actually fortifying you and giving you joy or adding value to your life with the content that you consume, or are they feeding into unhealthy habits, patterns, behaviors, thoughts, things like that. That's just something to keep in mind. So, we are catching up, baby. It is we are 15 minutes in. Obviously, it's been a while. I wanted to do that meditation, but Spirit said no. And I know that sounds crazy, right? You'd be like, you were supposed to do a meditation to help people get through the fires. What happened? Spirit said there's something else that you're going to need to do. There's something else that's happening. And when that happens, you will need to do that then. So again, I'm praying for those that are in California that are trying to rebuild, that are dealing with the smoke, and not to mention the meditation, the smoke. I would rather share on social media like resources to help folks get proper masks and breathing herbs and things of that nature to help clean their lungs versus inhaling and breathing air that is very, very toxic. And now that I think about it, now that I'm talking about it, because I haven't said anything out loud about it since, maybe that is one reason why I was swayed by Spirit to move in a different direction with that, because technically the air quality is not good. It's not good for those that are in that area in LA County that are going through those situations with the fire. So it seems like the rather to have people breathe in and deal with that with toxic air, maybe the mission or the message in this case is to tell folks to make sure that you're taking care of your lung health. If you have a couple extra dollars, maybe getting an air purifier, maybe some masks. If you have a couple dollars, maybe getting some mullein for your lungs. Again, I'm no doctor and no herbalist here, okay? So if you need to go back to your herbalist at your favorite herb store, if you're going to Napoli Naturals, if you're in Leimert, you know, if you're going to Dr. Goss over there in Compton, may God rest his soul, but Dr. Goss had a herb store over there in Compton, New Body Products. If you need to go over there on Compton Boulevard and go ahead and get you a recommendation for a lung protocol, do that. If you need to go to your doctor, if you need an asthma inhaler, whatever it is, do what you have to do to take care of your lungs first. No need to breathe in and inhaling and holding air that's not good for you. So I believe that's probably why I think that's what Spirit was trying to tell me. And saying that out loud, my heart feels centered and strong in confirming that. So that's probably what that was. And I thank Source for letting me know that. So y'all know, I have not emailed y'all in a while. That's going to change. Things are going to change with that. I'm going to tap in with y'all a lot more. Again, taking a break. Feels good to recenter. Feels good to renew. Normally, I'll talk a little faster, but we're slowing it down today. Nothing wrong with slowing things down, right? But y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking y'all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Don't forget, sign up for the email list if you haven't. You get a free gift, and that's going to change. Because I think I'm ready to do something different. I'm just going to continue to let God order my steps. And then when it's time to move, we're going to get to step in. But sign up for that email list too, though, just so you're not, you know, out the loop here. Also, if you complete the podcast listener survey, if you have not done so, please tap in with that. That's the first link in my show notes. I got more stuff coming on YouTube. Don't forget to sign up for my YouTube. All these links are in my show notes. But again, boo friends, thank y'all for listening. Y'all could have been listening to any other podcasts out there in podcast land. There's tens and thousands of them. And you choose to listen to this one whenever you feel like tapping in with your girl for the last 8.5 years over the last 500 plus episodes. Okay. So this has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. And I want to shout out my sponsor now that TikTok is back. So this podcast episode has been sponsored by Nick Fresh. Nick Fresh is wonderful. He's awesome. Music connoisseur, soul trainologist of all colleges, DJ, musician, music historian behind the Looseness radio show and music designed to move your behind Tuesdays, tomorrow that is, at 10 p.m. on TikTok. To find him, the username you'll look for is Nick Fresh Alive, NickFreshAlive. So with that being said, y'all, I'll catch y'all next episode. This has been another podcast episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, your spiritual homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Love y'all. Peace.